The centerpiece of the House transportation package is a one-time infusion of $402 million into road construction. Republican Carol Molnow of Chaska chairs the House Transportation Finance Committee. She says the money is evenly split between opening bottlenecks in the seven-county metro area and developing interregional corridors outstate.
This bill is a jump start. This bill gives opportunity for next year, making transportation a major priority again. So I hope there's everyone on the House floor that can support this, because this bill gives dollars to greater Minnesota where they're needed for economic viability, to the metropolitan area for literally the same purpose.
Only a day before, the Senate passed a slightly larger spending initiative totaling $625 million over 3 years. Both bills instruct the state transportation department to turn off ramp meters for a month to study their effect on Twin Cities traffic. Both bills also neglect a key initiative of Governor Jesse Ventura. Ventura wants to dedicate roughly half the motor vehicle sales tax revenues, or about $300 million a year, to a permanent multimodal transportation fund. The other half would go to license tab fee reductions. But the Senate and the House declined to establish an ongoing funding mechanism. DFL Representative Sharon Marco of Cottage Grove offered an unsuccessful amendment modeled on the governor's proposal.
It would truly be a dedicated fund that we could actually access for not just highways, not just bridges, but all forms of transit, and we could use that statewide. There are rural transit needs as well as metropolitan transit needs.
The House bill diverges from Ventura's transportation plan in another significant way. The bill repeals $92 million in bonding money authorized for a light rail transit line connecting downtown Minneapolis and the Mall of America. Minneapolis DFLer Myron Orfield says the bill shortchanged public transit and so-called smart growth.
What this is about, members, is it's about sprawl. It's about urbanizing lots of farmland, making lots of new cities. If you live at the edge of the region and you like farmland, it's gone. If you live at the edge of the region and you like open space, it's gone. They're just going to be replaced by miles and miles of traffic and new malls and new housing developments all over. That's what this is about.
But Republicans note the bill does boost transit spending by more than $4 million a year. Representative Dan McElroy of Burnsville says Republicans prefer to invest transit dollars in new high-speed busways. He says such systems can be more technologically advanced than LRT.
You misinterpret the Republican message if you think it is single-occupancy vehicles only. But it is not devoted only to old-fashioned rail technology.
The Senate version keeps LRT funding intact, although that provision survived in the Senate by only 2 votes. Ventura has said he will oppose any reduction in funding for the project, which could make LRT a bargaining chip as the session heads into the final weeks. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.